Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. A Kremlin aide said a 30-day ceasefire is hasty and needed to be updated. Yuri Ushakov, Russian President Vladimir Putin's foreign policy advisor, said that Moscow wants a, quote, long-term peaceful settlement that takes into account Moscow's interests and concerns, unquote. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed that President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, will be in Moscow for talks with Russian officials, possibly including Putin, on Thursday. Ushakov said that the president would likely speak to the media later on Thursday and outline Russia's position in more detail. This comes as officials claim Russian forces have driven the Ukrainian army out of Sudzha, the biggest town in Russia's Kursk border region. United Nations-backed experts have accused Israel of, quote, the systematic use of sexual, reproductive, and other gender-based violence, unquote, in its war against U.S.-designated terror group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Israel's mission to the UN in Geneva rejected the accusations and accused the commission, which was created by the UN-backed Human Rights Council, of relying on second-hand, single, uncorroborated sources. The Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory is led by former UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay. Its findings can be used as evidence for the International Criminal Court or other bodies that seek to prosecute war crimes. Israel has refused to cooperate with the commission, accusing it and the council of being biased against it. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israeli aircraft targeted a building on the edge of Damascus on Thursday, Syria State News Agency reported, while two Syrian security sources told Reuters the target was a Palestinian person. The Israeli Army Radio's military correspondent said an Israeli aircraft had targeted the Islamic Jihad headquarters in Damascus. This is VOA News. The deadline is approaching for Congress to avoid a risky government shutdown. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
A continuing resolution has passed in the House, but
Republicans do not have the votes in the Senate to invoke cloture on the House CR.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and others in the party say the bill had no input from Democrats. Washington Democrat Patty Murray described the House bill as a
slush fund filled year-long continuing resolution that empowers Trump and Musk to pick winners and losers with your taxpayer dollars.
The shutdown deadline is midnight tomorrow. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Pope Francis is in his fourth week recovering in a hospital in Rome from pneumonia in both his lungs. AP correspondent Tricia Thomas reports.
He will have to miss an important anniversary, the 12th anniversary that he was elected Pope. He will not be here at the Vatican for that. It was March 13th, 2013, when a puff of white smoke came out of the Sistine Chapel announcing that the conclave had chosen a Pope. Tens of thousands of people gathered here in St. Peter's Square, and a little while later, he emerged on the balcony on the front of St. Peter's Basilica as Pope Francis.
Tricia Thomas from the Associated Press. Pakistan's leader is to meet with survivors of the deadly train hijacking. AP correspondent Karen Chemas has more.
Pakistan's prime minister has traveled to the rest of southwestern Balochistan province to meet with survivors and commandos who ended an insurgent's train attack. Rescue workers carried out the bodies of passengers who were held hostage and then killed on a hijacked train. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif was to visit the area on Thursday. The outlawed Baloch Liberation Army claimed responsibility for the attack that began Tuesday and ended Wednesday when troops killed all 33 insurgents. The train was heading from Quetta to Peshawar when insurgents blew up the track, forcing nine coaches and the engine to stop partially inside a tunnel. I'm Karen Chemas.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio may be walking into unusually unfriendly territory this week when he meets his counterparts from the Group of Seven industrialized democracies. The strong American allies have been stunned by President Donald Trump's actions against them, just hours after Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs kicked in against close U.S. partners. Rubio arrived in Canada for 2 days of talks with the top diplomats of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. The chairperson of the 16-nation Southern African Development Community and Zimbabwe's president announced that the bloc has decided to end its military deployment to the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo at the end of a virtual summit on the conflict in the Central African nation that has seen some 3 decades of unrest and claimed millions of lives. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.